one halakha, the laws of the writing of the Megillah. Rav Avadya writes in Chazon Avadya Daf Resh Nun, Mutar lesofrim kotvei Megillah la'atik mitoch Megillah kesherah umsuderet באופן שכל עמוד מתחיל בתיבת המלך כדרך המגילה כתובה לפניהם. Which means there is a custom that on every page of the Megillah on top they write the word HaMelech. They make sure that the word HaMelech is on the top of every amud of the Megillah. Only problem is sometimes to do that you're going to have to make some words bigger and some words smaller in order to make sure that the word HaMelech is on every amud. So the poskim don't like that so much because they want the letters of the Megillah all to be uniform. They want them to be the same size. However, today, that they have Megillot that are written already with the right size, that figured out how to do it with putting the word HaMelech on top of each page. So those Sufrim that copy from those type of Megillot have no problem because they have a model in front of them that figured it out already and spaced it out properly. So the rabbi says it's not a problem. As long as they're keeping the letters uniform and the same size, it is proper to try to put the word HaMelech on each top of each page. Furthermore, the rabbi says, ומותר לעשות את התארה יריעה של המגילה אפילו פחות משלושה עמודים ובלבד שיתפרנה בגידים כדיניה. Normally in a Sefer Torah the law says that you have columns and then you have to take the piece of parchment and you sew it to the parchment that's next to it. The Ketayla in a Sefer Torah the law is you have to have at least three columns per parchment. You don't make smaller columns and then sew it together. That's the law of Sefer Torah. You have to have at least three columns in order to have a kosher Sefer Torah. By Megillah, it's not that way. Now we try to make it that it's three columns per parchment. However, even if you don't have it, since even by Sefer Torah, if you didn't have it, it's not posel b'di'avad. So kosher kem by Megillah, it'll be permissible even l'ketechilah. Even though we try to keep the laws of Megillah and Sefer Torah the same, but certainly in a case where by Sefer Torah, even if you didn't do it, it's okay. So too by Megillah as well. So that's what the rabbi says. L'chetachinah, yesh la'asot yiri'ah shel Megillah, afi, umutar la'asot l'chetachinah, it's even permissible l'chetachinah, la'asot yiri'ah shel Megillah, afi l'pachot m'shlosha amudim, even less than three amudim. So that's a case where it's different than Sefer Torah. Last but not least, l'chetachinah, יש לעשות גיליון המגילה למעלה גימל אצבעות ולמטה דל אצבעות ובין דף לדף בית אצבעות כדין ספר תורה. It should follow the system of a Sefer Torah exactly, where there's three אצבעות on top of the letters, which means clear, and then on the bottom it should be four אצבעות clear, which is the law of a Sefer Torah, and between each parchment to the next should be the shiur of two אצבעות ובדיעבד די למעלה בית אצבעות ולמטה גימל אצבעות. But בדיעבד by המגילה, even if you left two אצבעות on top and three אצבעות on the bottom and one אצבע between the parchments, between the writings of one parchment to another, בדיעבד is going to be okay. These are just important halakhot to remember when a person is buying a מגילת אסתר, to know what's the chetailat, what's bidi'abad. So get the review. When he's buying the Megillah, first he tries to look if HaMelech is written on the top of every page, which is a nice hidud by the Megillah. So long as the words are not different sizes in order to alleviate that issue. And today they know how to do it because I said they're following usually models. Furthermore, one does not have to worry how many parchments are attached to each other. That means you don't need to have three columns, like a Sefer Torah, even less is okay. And then the rabbi gives us the l'chetachilah and the b'di'avad shiurim of how much itzba'ot you need on top and on the bottom blank, and how much itzba'ot between column to column.